Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you would think there would be so much else going on. And as I spoke about yesterday, one of the concerns many people have at work isn't to do the best job possible, isn't to show up on time, get there to the office, do the best job you can, leave, get a good paycheck. Things have changed. Now one of the top priorities in a workplace setting is avoiding misgendering terms. And Secretary of State Antony Blinken has instructed the State Department employees to refrain from using gendered terms like mother, father, manpower in a recent internal memo. The Biden administration official argued in the memo, according to New York Post, that gender is a social construct and that a person's gender identity may or may not correspond with one's sex assigned at birth. The role note was obtained by National Review, titled Modeling DEIA Gender Identity Best Practices. So Blinken encouraged the State Department to use gender-neutral language whenever possible to show respect and avoid misunderstandings. He also suggested that employees identify their preferred pronouns in emails and when introducing themselves in meetings. So I'm not surprised by this. This isn't what I think is really newsworthy. There's other issues that I think are at play we need to talk about. But every business right now and every institution is trying to make sure that people are aware. What I'm wondering, though, is how far this goes. So I love it when people wish me a Merry Christmas. And I've been celebrating Christmas more and more. I'm Jewish. Now, would I like them to say Happy Hanukkah? Honestly, I don't care. No big deal. I just love the holidays. You're wishing me a Merry Christmas shows love. You're wishing me Happy Hanukkah. But is that going to be something where if you wish somebody Merry Christmas, are you misreligiousizing? If you say hello or good morning, are you assuming that person is happy and that person has depression? Are you going to trigger somebody for saying good morning, good evening? It's not good. I've had a horrible day. I'm having a horrible evening. We're right now doing this in terms of you don't want to say Happy Mother's Day, Happy Father's Day, because you could trigger somebody. And by the way, the LGBTQAI plus community that I know, they're not asking for this. The powers that be are trying to show that they are being so progressive that they're actually going to be hurting those same individuals they want to help. So one topic I brought up is you have had individuals that have gone through extensive surgery, extensive transitioning to be a woman, to be finally called Miss. They went through all that to finally be identified as a woman. Now you're not even going to address them as one. We're just going to be gender neutral. Well, they wanted to be a woman. They've wanted to be a woman their whole life. Now we're not. Now we're taking away womanhood. I don't think everybody's on the same page with it and they understand what's going on. Mother, father. You know, I don't know if this is the State Department per se. I think instead of mother, father, you're supposed to say parent. I don't know what's going to happen to mother and Mother's Day and Father's Day. But somebody had suggested that mother is primary caregiver day. Father would be secondary. Really? The father isn't primary also? I thought it was equal. You needed both the sperm and the egg, 50-50. So the mother, what if the mother is transgender and no longer the mother and now a father? So now you have two fathers. Who gets to be the primary? Who gets to celebrate in May and who gets to celebrate in June? The last thing you want to do is to insult a parent saying they're not primary. What if you have two women who are raising the child? Are they both primaries? Primary signifies singular. Which woman who's raising the child gets to be the primary? So you see, it's, yeah. So Blinken wrote, commonly used terms such as manpower, you guys, ladies and gentlemen, mother, father, son, daughter, husband, wife, should be avoided. Replace the words with labor force. Everyone, folks, y'all. You all, parent, child, spouse, partner. When speaking, avoid using phrases like brave men and women on the front lines. Okay, that has been something that has been a part of when presidents have said, and that was progressive. Rather than saying the brave men, they've added women because women are on the front lines too and in our military. Now we're going to get away from that. The brave people, the brave soldiers, the brave agents. Last year, in a Veterans Day Twitter post, he said, we stand by uniting the brave men and women who served our country. Well, now, apparently he has to correct that. So, you know, I don't want to erase women. I don't want to erase men. We are different. And I don't want people getting in trouble at work. And I think we have so many other priorities. And I think many people in the LGBTQAI plus community want to be called mother, want to be called father. So who's asking for this? 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So many of us have been watching the case that involved a shooting when Alex Baldwin was practicing a scene, killing Helena Hutchins back in 2021, injuring the director, and multiple people have been found to be a suspect in the negligence that took place on that fateful day. And one such person is Hannah Gutierrez-Reed. She was the armorer, the person responsible for the guns used. Now, I always thought they were using, you know, dummy guns or, you know, they were using these props. But no, in Hollywood, they want to be authentic. And some individuals have been demanding authentic, sort of. I think that's going to change now. You can make anything look authentic. It doesn't necessarily have to be a real gun. And what happened to Helena Hutchins, the director of photography. Should have never, ever happened. So you had an armorer, you had an assistant, both of whom were supposed to have examined the gun before it got placed into Alec Baldwin's hands. Alec Baldwin should, as with anybody who gets handed a real weapon, should examine the weapon themselves, aim the weapon down, make sure your finger's not on the trigger, check to make sure it's not loaded. And sadly, that didn't happen because everybody thought everybody else was doing their job. And so Hannah Gutierrez Reed, who is the daughter of a very well-known Hollywood armorer, has pleaded not guilty to charges of involuntary manslaughter and tampering with evidence. If found guilty, she could be sentenced to 18 months in prison and fined $5,000. I know some of you are going, wait a second, Trump fined $355 million, right, for allegedly inflating numbers to the bank. Yet Hannah Gutierrez, it would be $5,000. So, one, though, as we are looking at the case, they are finding that there was live ammunition mixed with dummy rounds on the set. Now, they believe Gutierrez Reed mistakenly loaded a live round into the reproduction Colt 45 revolver that Baldwin was rehearsing with. Now, this all happened in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Five other live rounds were later found on the set by investigators. Gutierrez Reed was in court, and while the charges are being laid out, and the prosecutor says, we believe that it was the negligent acts and failures of the defendant that resulted in both the acts that contributed to Ms. Hutchins' death and the live rounds being brought onto the set. So Gutierrez Reed attorneys have previously claimed that the live rounds arrived on the set from an Albuquerque-based supplier of dummy rounds. Now, you should be able to identify a dummy round versus a regular round, especially if you're an armorer. Lewis said that it was a fairly chaotic day when the shooting happened. And the evening before, a group of camera operators who had some concerns about safety issues on the set sent an email to the production team saying they were going to be quitting. The next day, the producers decided to push ahead with filming anyway and use less camera equipment. They tried to, quote, improvise and make do with all they had. The jury was shown raw footage, according to Daily Mail, from the filmmaking process of Baldwin practicing drawing a gun while sitting on the church pew. He carried on shooting the scene after lunch, and the camera crew were, quote, close up on top of him. During lunch hour, Ms. Gutierrez took the gun from Mr. Baldwin, and she took it back to the safe, the gun safe that was loaded on a prop cart. Once lunch was over, production decided they wanted to continue working inside the church. At this point, they weren't filming anything. They were doing blocking, which is film terms for what you do before you get to rehearsal. It's kind of like a rough rehearsal, where the lighting director, camera operator are trying to get things ready before rehearsal. And so Lewis said that several witnesses, and one in particular, will say that for purposes of blocking, Mr. Baldwin could have been using a stick, a rubber gun, anything that would allow him to mimic a gun, because it wasn't technically a rehearsal. During the morning, Gutierrez had only put five rounds in the gun Baldwin was using, but for the afternoon shooting, she put a sixth bullet in there. She took it to the church and handed it to the first assistant director, Dave Halls. Now, you'd think Dave Halls would also double-check her work. I get she's the armorer. She is higher in command in terms of the weapons. But, again, you don't trust what somebody else does. So neither he now is also being charged, I believe. So the prosecutor said they both did a sloppy and incomplete safety check the day of the gun. The dummy rounds were not removed and rattled, which would have told them the kinds of rounds in the gun. Lewis added and said she cracked open the gun, partially spun the cylinder to show Mr. Halls a few of the rounds, and then they were not removed from the gun. They weren't even checked. After the incident happened, when Ms. Gutierrez was being interviewed, she said when she removed the gun from the safe, she didn't recheck the ammunition. When she put the sixth bullet in, she didn't check the rounds at that time either. So witnesses are testifying that the defendant pulled the gun out of the safe. What she should have done was open the gun and checked each and every round. That's what an armorer is supposed to do. Then, when she took it to the church, she should have done a second complete ammo check with Mr. Halls. The double redundancy is what helps prevent the kind of incident that happened. And I feel bad. The family of Helena Hutchins must be beside themselves. Alec Baldwin, who was the one holding the gun, who he says it misfired on its own, but still, this is just not good. And I think they're still going on with the movie and continuing on with the movie, probably because they put so much money into it, which I don't think is going to bode well. I think people are going to boycott it. But I can't tell you how many times I've seen half-ass work in medical scenarios, in restaurant scenarios. And we really have a quote-unquote half-ass problem. People not doing their job. The first thing people said when this all happened is, why is the armorer only 25, or I think she was 23 at the time? I think young people can still do fantastic work. Now, we shouldn't be blaming the Gen Zs for this. But if there is an attitude of, well, you know, my daddy got me this job, I'm good. You have to do your job with utmost expertise, precision, work ethic. And what kills me is this is pretty simple. This was not an accident such that, you know, there was a storm, the roof collapsed. This was so preventable from doing basic safety. And, you know, I said, I'm not trying to defend Alec Baldwin. I'm not trying to accuse him. But when I'm doing surgery and I ask for an instrument and I get handed an instrument from the surgical tech, I examine it. I make sure it's working. I don't lazily rely on somebody else. Because if I'm using a Bovie or something that could cauterize and cut, I don't want to kill the patient. I want to know that that is acting exactly the way I need it to. I might test it a little. I might, and you know, these are things that are common sense. I want to make sure the blade is on the scalpel. When I get handed a stitch on a needle driver, I want to make sure it is in place and solid. You examine everything. And so sadly, now Alec Baldwin said, I do not want to face the gun towards you. I do not want to point the gun towards you. No, but unfortunately, he didn't do that last step of double-checking the gun. So, jurors were chosen from a pool of 70 residents from the Santa Fe area. It included non-English speakers, a welder, a teacher, a graduate student, and a mother who provides for 6 children. Prosecutors asked potential jurors about their exposure to intensive media coverage and social media chatter about the case. Baldwin has pleaded not guilty to an involuntary manslaughter charge. And Gutierrez Reed, the stepdaughter of renowned sharpshooter and weapons consultant Del Reed, was 24 at the time of this. Rest was her second assignment at the time. So I think this is a lesson that if we don't have our acts together and we don't do the proper protocols, somebody can die. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. Harvard's acting president is denouncing a cartoon that's being viewed as anti-Semitic. The illustration, which has been circulated on social media by pro-Palestinian campus organizations, depicts a hand marked with the Star of David and a dollar sign manipulating nooses around figures resembling a past president of Egypt and the deceased boxer Muhammad Ali. It's been 10 years since it last happened, but Neil Young and Crazy Horse are heading out on tour. It'll start in San Diego with twin shows on April 24th and 25th. There'll be stops in more than a dozen cities, including Dallas, Phoenix, Atlanta, and New York City, before closing out in Chicago on May 23rd. The tour will be followed up by a new album release. It's mainly re-recorded songs from Neil Young and Crazy Horse hits past. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So, I am no conspiracy theorist. No, I'm not. I'm just here to talk about things people are concerned about and questions and theories. And so one concern people are having is they get on one of these weight loss drugs, Ozempic, or the which is a diabetic medication, and the weight loss counterpart is Wegovy, or Mounjaro, the diabetic medication whose weight loss component is Zepbound. And they get on these injections that they do once a week. And these injections cost $1,000 to $1,600 a month. They get a coupon from the pharmaceutical company. Limited time offer. Good. Maybe the coupon will be extended, maybe not. I just don't care. I want to get on the medicine. They get samples from their provider. They may scrape together the money to get the money together and say, you know what? For $12,000 a year, if I could be forever skinny, I'll do it. And there is a mad frenzy to get these weight loss medications, these GLP-1 agonists, which make people less hungry. Now, there are tons of other things that can curb your hunger. Drinking, you know, water regularly. Eating vegetables. Every time you feel hunger, stick a piece of celery or a piece of broccoli in your mouth. Okay? Now that we're not smoking anymore, people are trying to figure out how to curb their hunger, how to curb their appetite. Stop watching all these, you know, commercials during the games that show triple cheeseburger with sizzling ground beef and melted cheese. But these weight loss drugs have been surmised as the reason why we're starting to see all these Hollywood actors that were heavy just 6 months ago look fantastic. And everybody wants to be slim too. And when we tell individuals, now look, it might not last. They say, it's okay. Let me just do that jump start. Let me get the 10 pounds, the 20 pounds, the 30 pounds off. I could take it from there. Well, the truth of the matter is studies are showing anywhere from 66 to 80% of people who get off these medications regain their weight or regain a lot of their weight back. So now the question that has come up is this a ploy by the pharmaceutical companies? I'm not saying that's what this is, but this is a question that's come up to get you hooked. You start to lose weight. You don't want people thinking that you're using these injections. You now are coming up on the summer. You're able to fit into a bathing suit. But you want to look good for the Christmas party that's coming up a few months later. And you don't want to lose out on your medicine. So let's say many of you have switched insurances and now your insurance doesn't cover it. Or you can't use that coupon card. Do you pay the money? Do you pay the $1,000 a month? You do the calculation, you're like, well, to get to June, so I look good for beach, $4,000? I have to. Otherwise, people will think I can't gain the weight back. And then I need to look good for all the holiday parties and get through the holidays. And so there's this frenzy as well as this panic that I'm seeing people have so that they could maintain the weight loss. And nobody is really talking about the temporary nature of these medications. I have, but nobody listens. Okay. Please spread the word. I need people to listen. I think Wegovy, Ozempic, and Zepbound, Mounjaro, I think these drugs can be fantastic. I think they could be a huge, huge adjunct to the weight loss world. But before that gets prescribed, just like an ADHD medication, just like any other medication that is supposed to be addressing something that might be lifelong, you have got to have a conversation of what if you can't get it? What if your insurance changes? What if they run out? And so the problem we're having, I had a patient yesterday call in for a medical issue, and it looked like she was on, the prescription said Wegovy, and I go, are you taking Wegovy? She goes, not yet. It still hasn't come to the pharmacy yet, so I've been waiting. She's been waiting weeks. So if the availability of these drugs are so touch and go, and you've had some success over the last 2 months, and you want to make sure that every week you get to do your injection. And if you run out, you could just run to the pharmacy and get the prescription within 24 hours. You need to understand that that might not be the case. And you might miss a week. You might miss 2 weeks. Those coupon cards may not last. And if that's the case, you will then risk gaining the weight back. You know, they talk about how these medications cause depression. I haven't heard many patients report depression. I've seen nausea. People have been nauseous. I've seen people have abdominal issues, change in their bowels. But I'm telling you right now, I'm seeing anxiety, even in people that haven't been on the medication or who are waiting to pick up their prescription. And the diabetics who need the Ozempic and the Mounjaro, I mean, there have been mass alerts from the government saying, please do not use those medications and take it away from the diabetics who need it. We could have a huge crisis on our hands if our diabetics who are being in control with these medications can't get it. But the truth of the matter is with these weight loss medications is they've only been studied for, I think, 65 weeks. I think the clinical trials have looked at 65 weeks, so less than 2 years. We have no idea if you can be on this medication for years. We don't know if it poops out. We don't know about the availability. We don't know if, because of the massive use of this, are we going to be spurning other types of obesity or issues because people are not working out. Now, if it seems so easy for them to lose weight, they might be like, oh, I could skip the gym. Or you know what? Yeah, I could finally have some chocolate. And so we need to have a much better approach and always plan B. Any person on these medications for weight loss needs to drill, go through a fire, you know, go through the rehearsal of, okay, what happens if you can't get it in March? Let's say you can't get any of your weight loss drug in March. What are you going to do? Oh, I don't know. I guess black market. I'll go to Mexico. I'll try to... We cannot have a bunch of people that are now so dependent on a pharmaceutical. And I am picking up on this rise of anxiety like I would with somebody who's addicted to narcotics, somebody who is addicted to any of their other medications. I need this. I need this. If I don't get this, what's going to happen? We don't need any more frenzies. We don't need any more addictions. And the dependency that I'm seeing is happening starts to make you wonder if these drug companies are getting us hooked, but they're not necessarily giving us a safety net. Now, they have said, look, we're trying to make as much as possible. But we have, what, 360 million Americans, more people coming across the border, and half of them want to be slim. There's not enough medication for week after week, month after month, year after year. 1-877-DR-DELLY. Don't go away.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So pharmacies across the country are reporting delays in filling prescriptions because there's been a cyber attack. Now, I don't know if this has anything to do with the cell phone outage, but we are being told that there was a cyber attack against the nation's largest healthcare technology companies. According to Fox News, Change Healthcare, a company handling orders and patient payments throughout the U.S., first noticed the cybersecurity issue affecting its networks Wednesday along the East Coast. They said Change Healthcare is experiencing a network interruption related to a cybersecurity issue, and our experts are working to address the matter. Once we become aware of the outside threat, in the interest of protecting our partners and patients, we took immediate action to disconnect our systems to prevent further impact. So they are going to provide updates as more information becomes available. Pharmacies across the country have put out notices that the attack on Change Healthcare is disrupting their ability to process patient orders. So 22nd Medical Group, a medical center based around McConnell Air Force Base in Kansas, says we are experiencing a temporary pharmacy outage at the 22nd Medical Group. We understand the inconvenience this may cause and appreciate your patience. As we work diligently to resolve the issue, our team is working to restore complete pharmacy services as soon as possible. The estimated date for resolving the issue will be tomorrow or later. We will continue to monitor the situation and provide updates on our progress. Right now, we don't know who did the attack, the nature, the origin, but it's a nationwide outage that apparently affected also prescriptions in Canada. The announcement continued, we can receive your prescription, but most insurance companies, we cannot bill to your insurance. If you can wait a day or so to pick up a prescription, that would be great. If you need it by today, we'll do our best to accommodate your individual needs. So the service outage is expected to last until tomorrow. Now, I don't know much about Change Healthcare and how many pharmacies use it, if it includes CVS, Walgreens, etc. But here's another example of everybody's expecting their pharmacy. Everybody's just expecting everybody to just be at full capacity. And, you know, pharmacies in the olden days didn't need computers. When I had medical students call me when their hospital had been cyber attacked, and they were having difficulty writing orders. I was like, just take, there's paper and there's pens. Just write the order. I can't even order a CT. Yeah, you can. Go down to radiology. Radiology is usually first floor. Tell them you need a CT. Write down the room number. Sign the order. And then that could always be scanned into a computer or later uploaded. But still take care of the patients. No. Patients had to be diverted. And pharmacies, if somebody needs a prescription, you could write it down, put it into the computer. These were the prescriptions we had to fill. You could take money. This will be billed later. Well, but it's easier to just wait until the computer system's back up. And we're assuming we'll get computer systems back up. But these cyber attacks seem really random to me. Now, what are they looking for? Why a pharmacy? Is it all because of Social Security? So, I mean, there's so many easier ways to get people's date of births. But, you know, our infrastructure is very weak. And I tell all my patients, don't put off tomorrow what you could do today. If you need a prescription, fill it now and store it the way it needs to be stored. Not outside in the heat, not in the cold, if it's not supposed to be in the cold. Store it safely, even if it has to be in a safe so nobody gets into it. But thinking that you could just always swing by and get a prescription and have it in an hour, we've trained everybody to think that it's all about your convenience. We've trained everybody to think our pharmacy. Remember pictures, photos in an hour? And then all of a sudden everybody was demanding, well, where's my photos? Yeah, maybe on a good day that happens, but not everybody. What was that 30 minutes or less for your pizza? If not, it's free. All right, I've waited 45 to, trust me, after COVID, I don't think those deals exist anymore. So if you think you're going to need a prescription, and you think you're going to be needing a prescription next week, and you were planning on waiting until next Tuesday to drop off the prescription, maybe do it sooner than later. Always plan ahead and give this lag time. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the electric vehicle industry has kind of been struggling. They were given these metrics and these benchmarks where half of all new cars sold by 2030 had to at least half be zero emissions. And so companies started to quickly push these out. But the American public, Biden is not preaching to the choir. He's not popular. And the one thing you don't mess with when it comes to an American is their car. If they love their Toyota, if they love their Jeep, if they love their pickup truck, if they love their used Corvette like mine, they're not really going to want to part with it, especially in a recession, and especially if they're struggling with money and bills, and a dependable car is going to have to be just that, dependable, so their money could go to rent and other things. And instead, this mandate that Biden had originally come out with just threw everybody into a panic that now they have to either purchase a new car or be faced with dwindling gas stations, dwindling mechanics, and dwindling ability to take care of their sturdy cars that they have trusted for years and enabled them to keep their head above water. It's interesting, with my parents financially, the second they would get a little bit of relief financially, my father might have had a couple good, he used to fix appliances, so a couple calls, a couple work, maybe he worked a couple extra, so he had an extra $100 in his pocket. And what would happen? The car would break down. And so the one thing my folks taught me is have a dependable vehicle and hold on to that sucker. And you take care of that vehicle, because the one thing that puts you under is the car dropping and, or of course, a health issue. And so here we are now with the American public kind of kicking their, dragging their heels when it comes to electric vehicles. And the reason why is the average American is not rich. The average American does not have their own garage. The average American lives in duplexes, apartments, and doesn't have access to a charger, let alone an extra $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 to buy a vehicle. Nobody wants to buy a used vehicle either, because you don't know what how to trust the battery. And so now these automakers are struggling. In fact, I think Rivian employees are preparing to find out if they're going to be laid off. On Wednesday, Rivian announced that they are going to cut 10% of their workforce. Now, isn't Rivian the one where it's $100,000 EV truck? I mean, if I had $100,000, I would be buying a Lambo. I mean, you could get a low-end Lamborghini for $100,000. And Rivian, it's nice, but $100,000's a house. I mean, a small house in some areas, rural. So it's interesting to see what's happening. But again, just, you know, think things through before you make these ridiculous mandates. 1-877, Doc Dolly.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay, join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-9673. 800-288-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with